gathered around her little white casket, wrote little notes on her casket. Sorry, just because it did ping and it went off and you got caught.
No.
He's obviously the person who behind the cover up.
Yes.
Dismembered, decapitated. Probably because you're trying to hide something and make sure certain details don't come out.
Show cans of soup were found with holes in the lids.
Hey guys, welcome back. I am coming to you directly from California. Although this isn't our new house, it's still getting finished and everything is still trying to tie up some loose ends. So I'm temporarily coming to you from our Airbnb, which is why we have this weird mint green wall behind us and this like monkey pillow situation happening here. So hopefully this next week's video will be live from our new house, but just bear with me until then. Anyways, today's case, we have a huge update in the Megan Boswell case. And if you aren't familiar with the Megan Boswell case, I'm gonna leave the link below to the video I previously did on her case. But to sum it up, she's basically a Casey Anthony 2.0. So before we get into all the details, don't forget if you wanna support the channel to hit that subscribe button below, like, comment, share this where you can. And if you wanna be a part of the official 10 to Life community and the official membership, don't forget to hit that link in the description box where it says become a 10 to Lifer officially. Lots of interesting perks, direct access, exclusive benefits, and you can pick the different tier. So if you're interested in that, click that link below. And let's jump right into it. All right, so as I mentioned, we've talked about Megan Boswell before, and she is really the epitome of Casey Anthony 2.0. She is a 19-year-old girl who reported her daughter as missing. She was lying to the police. She gave tons of false statements, which we know Casey Anthony did as well, and she has been in custody for the last several months because of all of these false statements that she gave to police. So I'm going to leave the link to that original video below, which gives you the full breakdown of her case, all of the insane, crazy twists with her family members involved, some of the crazy statements she made. It really just outlines the entire case for you from start to finish. Well, not finish, I guess, but start to where we are today. And we have a brand new update as of yesterday. So click that link. I highly suggest and recommend that you watch that video before continuing with this one if you haven't done so already. Okay, so let's jump right into it. Megan Boswell, she's 19 years old. We know that she was under suspicion for some sort of involvement, we weren't sure what, of the death of her 15-month-old daughter, Evelyn. And she had first reported Evelyn missing back in February of earlier this year and gave tons of false statements to the police. She had lied that her mom had Evelyn, that Evelyn had gone camping, that the father had Evelyn. I mean, all of these stories and nothing tied together. She also gave a lot of really bizarre interviews. Like, she wanted to be out in the media sharing her story, but she couldn't figure out what story she wanted to share because it was a different sequence of events every single time she opened her mouth. It was insane.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that at all?
Well, the reason I didn't report it or anything is because I knew the person who had her, and I didn't want them to run away with her, and as soon as they thought anything was going on, they just kind of vanished. So I'm just worried about, you know, like where they're at, what they're doing with her at this point in time.
So you do know who has her? You do. Can you tell us who that is, or you don't?
I can't release anything further about that. I'm sure they will at the press conference, but further than that, I can't say anything.
Mm-hmm. And so you do know who has her. Are you worried about her safety?
Well, now I am, because they won't answer phone calls. They've just kind of disappeared.
She finally was arrested shortly after reporting Evelyn missing for all of the false statements that she was giving police because she was essentially leading them on this wild goose chase. And shortly after she had reported Evelyn as missing, we know that Evelyn was found dead inside a shed belonging to her grandfather on March 6th. And this sparked a lot of controversy because people were wondering then and questioning, was the grandfather involved, Megan's father, Evelyn's grandfather? Why was she found in his shed? But I believe truthfully that he is innocent and not involved, and he also spoke out and gave several interviews, and he was one of the leading forces trying to get Evelyn found and get Megan to talk, get his ex-wife to talk, and he really loves that little girl. So there was a lot of conversation, a lot of speculation, but I truthfully do not believe that he was involved. And we do know too that Evelyn, when she was found inside that shed, was surrounded by a lot of her toys, meaning that whoever placed her there wanted her to feel a sense of security, love, comfort, which is typically associated with a mother or a close family member, not a gruesome, brutal killing or a stranger, they don't do those sorts of things where they want the child to have mementos next to them. So we know that this was at the hands of somebody who really did care about Evelyn. Well, brand new update as of yesterday. There has been a lot of speculation that Megan was involved, as I mentioned, but now officially on record, investigators are saying they do believe Megan is the one who murdered her daughter. And after 5 months now into this investigation since they found Evelyn's body, they have identified Megan as the sole suspect, saying that they believe she murdered and disposed of Evelyn's body. And just yesterday, a grand jury charged Megan with 2 counts of felony murder in addition to other charges that she already had and a few new charges. So the grand jury charged Megan with 2 counts of felony murder, 1 count each of aggravated child abuse, aggravated child neglect, tampering with evidence, abuse of a corpse, and failure to report a death under suspicious, unusual, or unnatural circumstances. And this is in addition to the already 12 counts of false reporting that she was facing. In yesterday's press conference, officials say that after a long and thorough investigation, they are confident that Megan is the sole only suspect in the case of Evelyn's death and disposal of her body, and that other individuals have since been cleared. So this means that all of the other individuals that we've been hearing about in this case, her mother, who was super sketch from the beginning and also was in custody for other unrelated crimes, the grandfather, because we know Evelyn's body was found on his property, the biological father, which Megan first tried to pin this whole thing on, I mean, all of these people who she was making these false statements about and trying to implicate, they have since been otherwise cleared, and now Megan is the sole suspect in this murder. Her attorney spoke out and says that he hasn't had a chance yet to speak with Megan directly due to the COVID-19 situation happening and how there are so many strict restrictions now within the jails. But he does say that he is looking forward to getting the discovery from the state to see, okay, what is the evidence they have against her? He says, too, that it is going to most likely take him a long time to sift through it because he says if it took them 5 months to come to this conclusion, there must be volumes of evidence. So he's just now waiting to get access to that discovery so he can see all of the evidence that they have against Megan. He also says that over the next couple of days, he is going to try to make arrangements to at least speak with her by video to inform her not only of all of the new situations and everything going on and any information that he's been made privy to, but to just speak with her about the plan go forward before her next court date. What I do find is very interesting, though, is that when her attorney was asked if he is surprised by this indictment, he says that he has no comment and he prefers not to say, which to me, I don't think he's at all surprised. I think he knew this was coming. I think he knew it was only a matter of time, because otherwise, if you're the defense attorney, you'd be like, of course I'm surprised. This is an outrage. This is crazy. She's innocent. And he says, I'd rather not comment on that. So clearly there's no surprise on his end. I am so happy because I feel like we are 1 inch closer now to justice being served for the horrible death and disposal of little 15-month-old Evelyn, which was just senseless and horrible. And again, we know it was at the hands of somebody who cared about her because of the way in which she was disposed of. And to think that, again, it's a mother who is capable of doing this, it just blows my mind. So I'm so happy that the state gathered enough evidence to get this grand jury to put this indictment on Megan, and I am waiting anxiously for her to go to trial and to see what unfolds. We know she's probably going to plead not guilty because that's who Megan is, but let's see what happens. Megan is due back in court on the 28th of this month, so August 28th. Her bond has been set at $1 million, so chances are she's not going anywhere until then. So we'll see what comes out of her next court date, and hopefully we get the discovery released soon as well so I can share that with you, because I am very interested to know what evidence they have collected, not only to tie her into this murder, because we all, I feel like, have known from the beginning that she does have some sort of involvement, but I'm curious to know what that evidence was that was so starkly her that now all of these other people of interest are no longer suspects, and that she has now become the sole suspect as the investigators have now released. So I'm curious to know what that evidence is that has just proven her to be so guilty and nobody else. So as soon as I hear that, I will share it with you. Thanks for tuning in to today's update and working with me in this little Airbnb. Hopefully next video, I will be coming to you from our new home here in California. And please don't forget to subscribe and support this channel and share, like, comment, get this out there where you can. And if you want to join that Tend to Life community, hit that link in the description box below. Thanks so much for listening with me today, you guys, and I will talk to you later. Stay safe.